all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. And then notice this, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I had a couple that I was giving premarital counseling to, and they, even though this psalm doesn't mention marriage, they asked me to do their wedding from this text, Psalm 100, because they said, we're so thankful to have each other. We want you to preach on thanksgiving in marriage, which is, of course, what I did gladly. So I'm calling this Old 100. You see, Psalm 100 is so precious to the forefathers that they called it Old 100. Old 100. Old 100's call to thanksgiving in marriage. Let's pray. Great God of heaven, please bless us. Make us thankful that we may enter into thy courts with thanksgiving, that we may live daily lives with thanksgiving, that we may have our hearts filled with thanksgiving, and that we may express it to our spouses, how deeply we appreciate our spouse. Lord, make everything well and bless us in this short time we have together today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my first point then is the propriety of thanksgiving. Psalms 92 to 100. Are a series of psalms that were thought to be sung at Israel's last annual feast at the end of harvest. The families would come together in the temple in Jerusalem to offer a peace offering and a thank offering to the Lord, at which time these psalms would be sung. Psalm 100, therefore, was the last that was sung at these feasts. And it had this kind of fitting concluding note, this doxology of thanksgiving. And though the Psalms command us to thank God 35 times, Psalm 100 is the only psalm in the Bible that is titled a psalm of praise or thanksgiving. In this psalm, the Holy Spirit reminds us of our duty, the properness, the propriety to come before God with thanksgiving for all that he gives us, to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. The psalm begins with, make a joyful noise. A Jewish service was a bit more noisier than ours. The people sang loudly, as they were commanded to do by God in Psalm 98. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. And that's reflected in verse 2 of this psalm. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And then verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. That's our fundamental duty in the Christian life, if you're a true Christian, to praise God, to rejoice in God. Are you doing that? Or are you sluggish to perform this duty? So often we're quick to open up to others about our burdens, our complaints, but slow to open up before God with thanksgiving. And so when we are asked what we are thankful for, too often, many of us, I'm afraid, hesitate or we stammer. We're not used to thinking maybe along the trajectory of thanksgiving. But it's proper to be thankful to God as our Creator. As we heard this morning, He's made us. He's worthy of all our praise and glory and adoration, day by day, hour by hour. Every breath we owe to God. It's also proper to to be thankful to God as our provider. And one of the main ways God provides for us is by bringing our spouse to us. Do you feel this morning how fitting it is that we thank the Lord at the time of baptism for His covenant mercies? Those covenant mercies are intertwined with bringing two people together in marriage and having children. So we thank the Lord that He develops a people covenantally along family lines as the sheep of His pasture, as the psalm puts it. Why did God choose you to have a God-fearing spouse? Why did God choose you to work in you? Why did God cause you to be born under the administration of His covenant, at least most of you, and set upon you His own mark that He's willing to be your God when you were baptized? There's no reason in you or in me. We're called to be thankful, to thank the triune God of our salvation. And so thankfulness ought to be on our hearts, on our lips, as a habitual lifestyle. I've been in cultures in my life where I'm just astonished at how little they have and yet how thankful they are. Some of you have been to the Mexico mission, I know, and came back with that same impression. That's not only Mexico, I tell you. That's many places in the world. Little stuff, but lots of Thanksgiving. We can have lots of stuff and little Thanksgiving. And so in marriage, where there's a thankful demeanor, a thankful spirit between God, husband, wife, there's a triangular cord that is not easily broken, a threefold cord not easily broken, between God and husband and wife. And one of the strongest strands in that threefold cord is a thankful spirit. How many times a day do you thank your spouse just for being wonderful, beautiful, kind? How many times a day do you thank your spouse for things that they give you or do for you? How many times a week do you women thank your husbands for working so hard to supply your family? How many times a week do you thank your wives for the meals they make, for the kindnesses they show you? You thank your wife for washing your clothes? Do you thank each other for the mundane tasks of life? Do you want a really good marriage? Be thankful. Be thankful for the small things, for the big things. Express it. Your spouse will tell you if you're saying it too much. Let the overflow of your heart be hearts of gratitude, so that every day your spouse knows, I just really cherish you. You are so special to me. And if you're single, pray for a spouse that has a thankful disposition and try to exude that thankfulness yourself, even in your single state, to other people. Thankful people are people that you want to be around. Thankful people usually make the best marital spouses. So, come before Him, the psalmist says, with singing. That's part of his thanksgiving. He just wants to sing. He's so filled with joy. He says, make a joyful noise, all ye lands. So, the propriety of thanksgiving is obvious. It's like oil to a car. It makes all the parts run smoothly. A thankful spirit in marriage takes off all the rough edges. It makes the marriage run more smoothly. Here's a shocking thing. I've had the privilege of doing marital counseling now for about 40 years. Do you know I've never had to counsel a couple on anything major in their marriage where both people were daily complimenting and thanking each other? Never. It's interesting that when you date each other, when you're young, wasn't it true that every time you saw each other, you were just giving each other compliments and thanksgiving? When did it slow down? When did it stop? You say, well, that's just not the kind of person I am. I know, I don't have to say the words, my spouse knows it. Well, okay. Maybe. But your spouse still wants to hear it. And it sure would be good to hear what you think your spouse already knows from your lips. Generally, women tend to be a tad bit better at this than men. Not always. But I do want to say a word to you men. You want a wonderful, thankful, happy, singing spouse? Thank her every day. Tell her every day how wonderful she is, how beautiful she is, that you just couldn't live without her. You appreciate her so much. Secondly, there is the prescription of thanksgiving here. The prescription of thanksgiving. Verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Joyful noise in Hebrew refers to the noise of servants. The noise of servants. They rise collectively in joyous exultation and praise when their king arrives in their midst. That's what the Holy Spirit is talking about here. The king is coming. Make a joyful noise, all ye lands. And then the Holy Spirit goes on to say, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is not merely singing with my lips. It involves a heart throbbing with gratitude to God. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Well, do we habitually enter into the house of God with joy and thanksgiving? Are we full of thankfulness? Can we say with Paul in Philippians 4, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God? Actually, Paul said something even more. He said, be thankful to the Lord in all things, and always abound in thanksgiving. All things? Hard things? Rough? Yes. How is it possible? Only because of Jesus. They are to overflow with thankfulness to God because a believer knows that every detail of his life is orchestrated by God, and all things work together for good, so why shouldn't we be thankful for all things? That's the point. So, in all things, we're thankful to God because of Jesus Christ. So, thanksgiving ought to be a normal response. It ought to be like prayer, like the breath of my soul, a normal result of our vital union with Christ. And when it's our normal expression to God, it will be our normal expression in marriage as well. Because our attitude to God is reflected in our attitude to our spouse. So thanksgiving, the more you engage in it, the easier it becomes to express it. Until you get to a point, you can't not express it. You're just so filled with gratitude. You just want to tell your wife or tell your husband how special you are. And so when you have that attitude to life, I have a special God and I have a special spouse. And for many of us, have special children, have special work, and you love your work, you're a happy person. which is confirming Psalm 128, blessed, which is happy. Happy is the man that fears the Lord. He's happy with his wife and children. It goes on to say he's happy in his worship. He's happy in every area of his life. He's happy because there's this thankful spirit that he realizes he's getting so much more than he deserves. God is so good to us compared to what we deserve. Isn't that true? We deserve two things, death and hell. And what have you got? It's amazing. So take your burdens, cast them upon the Lord, and count your blessings. And be thankful. So we'll look at the next two points next time. Let's pray. Great God of heaven, we're so thankful, even for the people that are here in this class, thankful that they want to learn, thankful that they want to grow in their Christian walk of life, thankful for the children in the basement right now being taught, thankful for this church, thankful for the Lord's Day, we're thankful for our spouses, we're thankful for just common civility. We're thankful we live in a land of freedom. We're thankful for thy word, thy day, thy triune being. Lord, please fill us with joy and thankfulness in all that we are, in all that we have, and in all that we do. May we do it all to thy glory out of true gratitude. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.